Star 99.1 849 with the early morning crew with Kevin and Miss Josie. Around 9:30, we'll have your random facts of the day, but it is time for a minute of motivation with Miss Josie.
All righty. I've been thinking of the phrase brave new world. And I was thinking about that. I was like, because I know it comes from Shakespeare, I believe. I want to say it was Shakespeare because I was pursuing this yesterday. But the idea of a brave new world, it's not the world that's brave. It's you. It's you stepping into something new, and you are the brave part of that whole phrase. It's you. I have some friends who, like myself, have been pulled into things that they've never done before and are slightly uncomfortable doing. Like I told you, I ended up leading a Cub Scout den, not because I felt like I was qualified to do it, but mm-hmm. they needed somebody. And mm-hmm. I was like, sure. I have a friend who said, I'll help out with cheer coaching, but I absolutely cannot be a coach. They're like, oh, that's cool. How about you're the coach now? I have a friend who's going to step up and she's going to start doing basically the same thing I'm doing at Cub Scouts, but she's doing it with Girl Scouts. These people have never done this before, but they're being given an opportunity to try something new. And we usually have to reframe that, right? Instead of, mm-hmm. I have to do this. I do try to get that out of my head, because that was with me at the beginning. I was like, well, I have to do this. There's nobody else to do this. Well, I get to do this. It's going to make me grow in ways that I'm not ready for, but I'm going to step into it and be like, all right, I'm going to put on those new pants. You don't have to be fearless. You do just need to be curious. How is this something that you're going to be able to mold yourself to, that you're going to be able to develop into something that will benefit you and those around you? Nervousness is not a red flag. It just means that you're alive and you are ready to fail, which honestly is the best thing that mm-hmm. you can be. If you are ready to fail, that's incredible, because the fear of failure is what can hold you back. It can keep you from trying new things. You'd be like, well, I'm probably not going to be able to do this right. I won't even try. And that's a sad state to be in. So I don't want y'all to be afraid today. If there's something new you've been wanting to try, if there's anything that sparks your curiosity, I want you to go after it. Go ahead and do this thing. Because some of us, we have been shoved into these positions. We're like, all right, fine, I'll do it anyway. And I know you can too. And I just want you to know I believe in you. Go ahead and push that envelope a little bit. It is a brave new world, and you are the brave part.
You know, some of the wealthiest people in this country have failed many times. But they didn't give up. And so you're right about that, you know?
That's right.
You got to be brave, and you got to start it over again. You got to start.
We're going to succeed mm-hmm. at what we try, even if the success comes mm-hmm. with just trying.
Yeah.
It may not be the thing for you. You may find out, that wasn't quite for me. You had a success because you tried something new. That is part of life.
That's
right. Is one of the things that we do have the blessing of opening up every single mm-hmm. day. It is a gift. So let's go get it.
Let's go get it, and let's try it. All right, that's a minute of motivation, Miss Josie. We're going to put this on our podcast. Check it out. Share it with your friends. You can get it on our social media account as well. And get more details at mystar99.1.com.
Star 99.1.